Ed Blakely has served in different capacities under a succession of presidential administrations, has guided government policy on urban planning, and is a widely cited academic. My name is Sean Britton from 2SER 107.3 in Sydney, and each week Ed and I have a chat about what's the latest news out of the United States, talking everything politics, planning and policy from sea to shining sea. Find us on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. Mr. Trump goes to NATO. He's caught other NATO members unaware with calls to more than double their military spending in talks on Wednesday. Ed, what's going on?
Well, Mr. Trump won. This tough talk got tough action. They had an emergency meeting, and everyone upped their contributions almost to the level that Trump asked for. So here we have two instances. North Korea, and now here with NATO, where tough talk has worked. And I think you have to give the man some respect for that. But part of the reason it works is because he is so unstable and people don't know what he will do next. We may not have another president like that in the very soon future, but he may be building a larger base than he had before with this kind of tough talk. This sells well in the United States.
He's also said Germany is under the thumb of Russia. Pot kettle, Ed?
This is just a little, pot kettle. We buy a hell of a lot of things from Russia. Everybody buys things from Russia. It is not a big deal. Russia is providing some natural gas. Finland has natural gas. I think this is not a big deal, and you don't want Russia to be economically crippled. So he doesn't want the Russians to stop selling that gas to Germany. It's actually good for Russia and stabilizes them. And he can go back and tell Putin now, see, I was tough on you, so I look tough on you. Now let's do a deal together.
Well, Trump is, as you mentioned there, off to meet Putin next week following NATO. And I believe some members of the administration, they've already been in Russia. Trump has suggested he might have an easier time with Putin than with allies at NATO.
And that's true. A Republican delegation went over there about a week ago and basically licked hands and kissed them, we won't say what, asking them to be kind and gentle. You are enemies, but you are friends, sort of stuff. They were all Republicans. It was a, kiss and make up kind of thing. But I think the truth of the matter is Putin's the problem and not Russia. And so the Republican senators see that and understand that. And Trump is the problem, not America. And the allies see that in NATO. They recognize they do need to put more in the bucket. There's no doubt about that. They should have done it a long time ago. He's caught them out. So I think I have to give him, as they did in kindergarten, 2 stars.
The Supreme Court, Trump has nominated Brett Kavanaugh from the open position left by Anthony Kennedy. Kavanaugh, he's young, he's conservative, but he doesn't seem like too controversial a choice, Ed.
No, he's not. And the Democrats have to be very careful because the next choice could be far worse. The other two people standing behind him are people they don't want on the Supreme Court. Kavanaugh grew up in Washington, D.C., in the D.C. suburbs. So he grew up with black families. He grew up in integrated neighborhoods. He's been a social justice guy. His mom's a school teacher. So he's the kind of person who has conservative values, but not conservative attitudes. I'd like to see him on the Supreme Court. I think there's only one direction he can go in, and that's better.
Trade war with China this week. More shots fired. $200 billion worth of Chinese goods targeted by tariffs from the Trump administration. What's the latest?
The latest is Trump is losing a lot of votes in America because those trade sanctions of what had hit American farmers, American steelworkers, and American manufacturers and American automobile companies very, very hard and very soon. The stock markets are already reacting to this, and the farmers Purchases have already gone down. Soybeans hit an all-time low because, as you know, soy is used a lot in China. You can't get very many meals without soy in it in China. And if the soybean farmers start going under, God only knows what's going to happen in these midterm elections. So sometimes being subtle helps, and Trump just isn't subtle here. And it doesn't matter whether he imposes these or not. It's over for the soybean farmers. The prices are lost. The grain farmers are bringing in their grain with no market, with no railheads to take it anyplace, because no one wants to invest in grain that doesn't have a destination. So Mr. Trump has stuck his foot in it now.
I got a couple of questions on health. Firstly, building off the chat we had last week about Obamacare, the Department of Health and Human Services has slashed grants previously given to groups that help people get on the ACA. Given they haven't been able to repeal Obamacare, seems like a petty bit of revenge, Ed.
Oh, this isn't just petty. It is stupid. Now they're going to have millions of dollars flowing from various foundations like the Kaiser Foundation and the health foundations into these very organizations to do more. So I think this is a big, big, big backfire. What they should try to do is not repeal Obamacare, but rename it Trump Care and put a couple other bells and whistles on it. Actual health costs are going down in the United States and not up, because what Trump did was got the states involved, and Trump Care, I'm calling it Trump Care already, Obamacare is now a stable institution in the United States. It ain't going away.
And this one is a little bit more bizarre, so bear with me. A resolution that was to be brought before the United Nations-affiliated World Health Assembly this week that said breastfeeding is the most beneficial way of feeding infant children as opposed to formula met with stringent opposition from American delegates, threatening any country such as Ecuador who dared to bring this resolution forward with trade measures and possible aid withdrawal. Really throwing its weight around to make sure this resolution was not brought forward, seemingly on behest of infant formula manufacturers' corporate interests. This is weird stuff, Ed.
No, there's no news here. This is Nestle's and other people who have their hand in Trump's pocket. We all know that breastfeeding has many benefits beyond the milk. The closeness with the mother, the added benefits from nutrients you can't get from any other way. We found that brains improve much faster and better through breastfeeding. Mr. Trump didn't have that, obviously. And so we can see the damage.
And definitely worrying. This week, a report on hate crimes in California shows a 17% increase in 2017, 52% increase in those reports of hate crimes involving Hispanics. Came out a few days before a 91-year-old Mexican man was hit by a brick and told to go back to his own country. And it feels like, well, these are the raw numbers we're talking about. But in terms of what's been reported, it certainly feels like we're seeing more of this kind of hate and violence in the news since Trump was elected. Any thoughts, Ed?
Well, clearly, this is his base. This violence comes out of people who feel they've been empowered by the president. He speaks violently to people. He takes violent actions. Why can't I? He even condones this kind of violence. He certainly doesn't put it on his Twitter feed. What he puts on his Twitter feed is violence against minorities. So I think there is a very direct correlation here. When you don't have an adult in the room, people will misbehave. And they're misbehaving now, because a person who should be stable isn't. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is in America today.
And across the pond, just as a last point, the United Kingdom and Brexit. The UK government lost Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson this week. Not a great loss, I would have thought, but he's a Trump-esque figure, and the two of them, Boris and Trump, got along just great. Trump even took some shots at the Prime Minister Theresa May over it. He's now there visiting in the UK. Any thoughts, Ed?
Well, he's going to see the Queen. Oh, boy. The Queen is going to have to hold her nose. But she saw Idi Amin, and she saw a lot of other dictators from around the world. So she's a great lady. But the people of England are showing what they think of Mr. Trump on the streets of London. I don't think this Brexit exit is as bad as Boris and other people are making it out to be. Because, really, England has no other genuine trading partner other than other Europeans. And this trade situation they have is aimed at Europe, not at the United States. So the new trade that they will have, open borders they will have, will essentially be very much like they did have, and they couldn't have anything else. If they try to close their borders, they would be up a very, very deep creek and unable to get out. So I think Theresa May's actually done a very good job here. She'll have her critics, but in the long run, this is a smart move.
US of Ed is produced in the studios of 2SER 107.3 in Sydney. To help support the work we do, go to 2SER.com/donate. Ed and I'll be back next week to talk the latest in American news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date, and show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.